Welcome back to another episode of Ringside with Jim. This time, joined by good brother Bobby Blades from the Inhuman Experience podcast. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. So, what's been going on?
Oh, you know, just here to watch some wrestling. Today, we are going to be checking out El Generico versus Kevin Steen, Final Battle 2010. This is a Without Honor match. This is basically, through their time in Ring of Honor, they were a tag team, and in previous to this, so a year into this, after they fucking, let's see here, Steen turns on Generico. They have a year-long feud, which culminates in this match, which is a mask versus career, basically. Loser, if Steen loses, he leaves Ring of Honor. If Generico loses, he loses his mask. So, this is where we are. So, as always, we suggest watching along with us. The link is in the description. Get yourself set up to zero, and we'll do a countdown. Watch it together. In 3, 2, 1, play. Alright. So, you're not familiar with the older Steen and Generico, so I figured this would be a good selection.
Yeah, this would be the first time seeing a Steen Generico match.
Yeah, you're only familiar with the WWE stuff. I suppose yeah. A lot of people are probably, you know, that way. I mean, and by no fault of their own, you had to, you know, you had to search out Ring of Honor back in the day.
Yeah, and 2 years ago, I was actually watching Ring of Honor quite religiously, I would say.
We still cover it on Suplex City Limits every week. Oh, fuck, ref Preston Lacey for Jackass fame. Still, he's still in Ring of Honor's ref, man.
Oh, seriously? That's Preston from Jackass?
No, it's not. Oh. I was just saying it.
Oh, shit. It looks like him. Lost a little bit of weight, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he does look like him. That's what I always say about it, too.
And Steen is showing off his shirt.
Yeah, which he'll not be taking off. Yeah, these guys had such... And they eventually, down the road, did a ladder battle match in 2012, but that one's not on YouTube. Thanks, Ring of Honor.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Oh, right in the
spit
face.
Spit to the face.
I never knew it with that canvas. Oh, but I always figured that canvas is that way just because they're trying to cobble together fucking a decent canvas out of it.
Oh.
We're off to we're off to a hot start.
Yep. Hey, that does look a rather springy ring. It's very bouncy there.
Oh, yeah, this is in New York, it looks like, huh?
Yeah, it kind of looks like the where ECW used to do their shows.
So that was in December 2009 at Final Battle, the first Ring of Honor's first pay-per-view. They lost to the Young Bucks, and that's when Steen turned on Generico.
Oh. I mean, he's been turning on him ever since. Oh, right to the guardrails.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is the Manhattan Center in New York. There's tons of fucking good wrestling happened here. This match, by the way, unsanctioned. Oh, going after the ref.
He's like, don't come near me. I got the chain.
He's fucking ready.
Oh, right to the back.
Yeah, these...
And he's choking him. Now, they would never allow that in WWE.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, these guys have had a zillion matches together.
All we need now is the midget for the ref to chase.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
He does look like Preston Lace.
Yeah, well, especially from the aerial view that we're getting right here.
I actually really like this camera angle here. It's a good hard cam.
Yeah. You can actually see everything going on, so that's pretty good.
Ooh, back in the ring with the chain.
And he's punching him in the face. Yep. Bah! Now, you would think if you get hit enough times in the head with a chain, you'd start bleeding all over the place.
Oh, that'll happen. There will be blood.
Now, is it still called a Helluva kick, or is it something else in ROH?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not that familiar, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I think it was probably still called the same thing. Yeah, I don't know. Could be different because it was Generico. I have no idea.
Oh, he's bleeding. Okay.
Somebody who does know is, screaming at the fucking at their computer right now.
It's called this, you assholes.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Yeah. I can hear the keyboards clacking away.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the first time we've had that.
Yeah.
Got tables out already.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah,
Now, can you
right?
imagine if Steen had white hair, he would look like Ric Flair with the crimson mask and everything.
Back in the Ring of Honor, man, has always been good shit. Oh, he's fucking got a gusher going.
Yeah, he's like spitting it out and everything.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there. Yeah, look at this too. 10 years later, these guys are still like.
Yeah, they're still kicking the crap out of each
Yeah,
other.
exactly. It's awesome.
I
But.
guess they know what's good sometimes, and they put these two guys together because they can bring out good matches.
Yeah, before this too, they would take the. The Steen and Generico matches all over the place.
Oh, right to the face. And he's holding his shoulder, but he hit him clearly in the face, or I don't know, it looked like that from my angle anyway.
Fucking pouring blood.
Gonna be throwing towels into the audience full of blood.
Oh yeah, the it's funny how much you can see like the same shit, right? The
Oh,
apron power bomb he still
yep.
uses, that dive that Generico did, he still uses. Still use a lot of the same shit.
Yeah. At least they allow them to use that now, still. Because some of those look like they could seriously damage you.
What a shot.
Oh, look at that. War paint.
That's pretty fucking hardcore.
This seems like it would be in a CZW match, old school.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Especially for Ring of Honor, this is the time they were trying to do all the honor shit where they shake hands and all that jazz.
Yeah, like that's kind of what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting this.
Well, yeah, this is a without honor match, so it's unsanctioned by Ring of Honor.
Oh, okay.
Is this story? What is this? God, throwing
He's pulling all of them.
these light plastic signs on you. Oh, they might be
He's
metal.
like, yeah, I th it looks like tin.
Oh, fuck, here we go.
Oh, there we go. Oh, man. That
Badass.
was crazy as fuck.
With the frog splash off the apron.
I mean, with the blood on his face, he kind of reminds me a little bit of Mick Foley there, just like doing some crazy hardcore stuff.
The body shape and shit too, yeah, I can see that.
If only he had longer
Oh,
hair and a
you
little
dick.
bigger beard.
That cameraman's like, you fucking asshole. I'm gonna clean this bullshit off. Generico's still selling.
Look at his body. He's destroyed. He's got welts all over his chest and everything.
Oh yeah, this is like we're early in this match still.
Oh, damn. He's about to pull a Conor McGregor here.
Holy shit. Dude,
Oh,
that's fucking dangerous for the crowd.
I know, man. That could have hit somebody in
Look
the
at that chick. Do you see that chick? The look on her face is like, what the fuck is going on? It's like,
Like, I thought this was a Ring of Honor show. I wasn't expecting this craziness.
she's like, what have I been fucking drug into? Oh, the reverse.
And
There you
oh,
go.
back on the nice soft mat there. Gingerly landed.
Oh yeah, pun intended. Or yeah, still got a table set up on the outside.
You know they're going to use that ladder now.
Yeah, they're gonna use fucking everything.
I
Like I
wouldn't be
said,
surprised
we're 8 minutes into a 30-minute match.
Yeah. And right to the head.
Yeah, this is going to be just beating the fuck out of each other.
Oh, yeah. All that's needed is, like, New Jack to come out with a trash can full of weapons.
Oh, God. Fucking New Jack. Plenty of balconies you could jump up.
Yeah, right?
Oh, this will be vicious if they do it. Generico. Oh, he's just fucking pouring blood all over him.
Yeah, he's got Steen's blood all over his back. Oh, damn. Okay, yeah. He's going to have welts for days there.
Back body drop on the ladder. Just fucking stop throwing your blood around, you motherfucker.
He's like drinking his own blood.
Dude, I don't want anyone's blood on me.
No. That's something that I wouldn't go to a wrestling show for.
Yeah, fuck any, just anything. Like, fuck your blood. I don't want your blood anywhere near me.
No. Oh, yeah, now, okay.
Draw a dick on his back.
Now, wouldn't that be some shit if he wiped it in his mouth? He's like, here, have a taste.
Yuck. I would shoot, punch him in the dick.
Yeah. Do a Brock Lesnar punch to the side of the head.
Yeah. Fuck you. That does happen in MMA, though. You know, he'd be like choking a dude, you know, out, and he'll just blood will be pouring onto your face. Like, get the fuck! I couldn't even deal with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that shit either.
I do not want your blood on me.
No, not in my mouth, not in my eye, anything like that. Keep the bodily fluids to yourself.
Steen just like fantastic crowd work here, just talking shit to these marks like crazy.
That's one thing, is he's always known how to, like, work the crowd.
Oh, dude, he's fucking... He's great at that still, yeah. The headlock master shit. Oh, my God. He definitely knows the stance how to work heel.
Oh, yeah.
These two guys, you know, both in WWE. Both, I mean, I guess they did some shit with Steen, but... I haven't really done anything with Generico. Nothing like main event style or anything of that nature.
No, he's more like the goofy guy that they use to get other people over.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. Too. Yeah.
It's like he gave Nakamura his best match in the company and shit.
Yeah.
Maybe Nakamura's like only really great match, but... Goes for the pin. Cocky ass pin. From
yeah,
Steen.
I know. Just want a knee to the chest and holding them down.
Yeah.
Look, he can't even get out of the ropes. He's so exhausted. He just like rolls out. I would have just fell to the ring and just rolled myself out instead of bothering to go through the ropes like that. I'm so lazy.
There you go. Get a fucking pile of chairs.
Yeah, start throwing the chairs in. Actually, the balcony looks like the place that they used for ECW One Night Stand back in the day.
Was that upstairs of this place? I think that's like the...
Was it the Hammerstein Ballroom?
Yeah, that's in the same building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right to the face. Yeah, what an ass.
It's awesome.
He can generate tons of heat, man. Oh!
This is fucking quality.
Yeah.
What a gross fucker.
I would watch this over and over again as opposed to like any of their series of matches in the company now.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've had some good ones there as well. But...
Oh, they were good, but I mean, this one is amazing. This is my first time seeing it, and I'm just like, wow, I'm loving it.
This is the Manhattan Center, dude. This is where they used to do the fucking old Raw.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Raw was in the Manhattan Center.
Oh, time to pull the mask off. We're going to see ginger hair.
Yeah, that's what they... They recently went back for that Raw 25 here, too, so that's pretty cool. Because I think they hang those IcroPro fucking banners off the balcony up there.
Yeah, they did that in two different places, though, right?
Well, there and then the...
Forgot the name of the other place.
Yeah. Barclay Center. Steen trying to take the mask off.
Yeah.
Ooh. Here's the comeback.
Oh, nope. He blocks it. And, oh.
Codebreaker with the chair.
You could tell he was always a Jericho fan.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
shit.
And apparently a Rob Van Dam fan as well.
Well, come on, who wouldn't be?
With those Rolling Thunders.
Man, they've really, like, he's really beating the baby down here. This comeback will be pretty sweet when it happens.
I know we've been seeing a lot of offense from Steen here.
There you go. Now he's got the... he's got a Generico mask. This is quality, though.
He's using it as a puppet. That's great.
Uh-huh. You piece of shit.
Oh, they're both bleeding now.
You have to rip that mask a little bit so you can see some blood.
Yeah. It actually looks like he's got one red eye and one white eye.
Oh
no, come on. He just was like I really thought he was gonna like wipe his ass with it and put it on his face.
Oh, dude, don't do it. He wiped it fucking fuck.
Yeah. I could do without that.
Another gusher going. He's fucking pouring blood. That's fucking gross.
He must be really thirsty right now.
He wipes it on like fucking like sunscreen or lotion. Oh my god.
Oh, shit, yeah.
What a fucking savage.
He's wiping it off. He's like oiling his body up with it. Yeah. Your blood hydrates me.
Yeah, fuck. Oh, with a chain. Yeah, this is badass match, man.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Very good.
This definitely reminds me of some shit I would see in, like, XPW or CZW.
Yeah, this is a really fucking hardcore match for Ring of Honor.
Truly. Oh. Did you see it? He's putting it in his eye or his nose or something.
Oh, my God.
Talking shit to the audience. Yeah. I'd actually like to see Steen versus Tyler Black because when they had that match in WWE and he was going, I'm going to make you fade to black. It's like, yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, it's there, man. You can definitely go back and find matches of those two.
Yeah. Nice little Easter egg there.
Well, now that they've got all these fucking Ring of Honor guys, you know, you can go back and watch a ton of matches between all those guys with Joe and both of these two and Rollins.
Oh, shit, he kissed him. Nope. Oh, damn, that's... I'm sorry, but that's got to hurt. He's still got the Generico mask hanging out of his shorts, too. You can see the strap.
Oh, that was fucking vicious, man.
Yeah. That ladder is done.
Dude, they're putting it all out there for this match. This is fucking
great. Hell yeah. This is amazing. And now they're doing the Generico tune.
Oh, yeah. If you have audio, I usually watch it on mute so nothing goes through. I can't hear it. So if you have audio, you're in a better
situation
than me.
Yeah, I'm slightly hearing the audio, but it's just kind of, it's very low.
What is he calling for? Oh, you got the crowd to fucking get up, motherfuckers.
Is that the one he dropped Steen on, or is that a new ladder?
No, that's the same one, I think, from before.
Oh, okay. That thing is jacked up. Nope, punched the elbow to the face. And, oh!
Right in your fucking head.
Damn! I'm sorry, but that would be over.
It's good shit.
Yeah. Crazy.
Steen is trying to flee.
He's just rolling out of the ring. He's finally expended all of his energy. He's rolling out of the ring now.
I'm gonna fucking dive here, I'm sure.
Look at Generico's back. I mean, you gotta be a special kind of person to like have all those welts on your body and not be feeling the pain.
Oh,
tin to the face.
Yeah. That's a great move though, where he dives through the corner there.
Yeah.
Still does that too.
You gotta have a lot of skill to do that without hitting the post.
Yeah, and it's pretty intense.
I can imagine Mauro Ranallo calling this match, man.
Be a lot better.
Tope Suicida, Mamma Mia.
It'd be a lot better than it did. I don't know what the commentary is for this, but no Mauro Ranallo. Ladder yeah. Set up outside.
Oh, shit. Powerbomb time. Oh, damn. I'm sorry, but that shit could cut you up right there. That's just like... Oh.
I'm sure we're going to get some big spot through the ladder here.
Yeah.
Oh, and a table. Yeah, there you go.
I can remember a time when like somebody going through a barbed wire flaming table wouldn't make me cringe, and I'm suddenly cringing at everything now.
Yeah, I'm recording a couple episodes today, and they are all of the hardcore variety, so.
Yeah, you got to watch some of those Japanese death matches.
Yeah, we were on a previous episode of Ringside with Jim, we did a piranha death match. Where you won by putting your opponent into a tank of piranha. It was pretty fucking sweet.
Oh, shit. I definitely got to look that one up.
Yeah, they're all there. Watched a lot of crazy shit for Ringside of the Gym so far. What?
Oh, my good. What the fuck was that?
That was awesome.
Through the table, DDT. Wow, okay. Yeah. I'd like to see that in Skate TV slow motion.
Yeah, it does. That's OG Ring of Honor shit. I don't think you're going to get any replays. That was amazing, though.
Yeah, that was. I'm
going
to have to rewatch this match.
No, it's just that.
Now the crowd is
into
they're going, it. Yeah, this is awesome. This is awesome. Kick to face.
He cuts him off.
Is he going to do... No, okay. See, I thought he was going to do a Tommy Dreamer thing.
Package pile driver?
Oh, shit.
No.
Oh, jeez. His fucking neck bent like it was a freaking slinky.
Oh, there it is. This is fucking awesome.
Oh, this is a great match. Damn. Yeah. See, this is the type of thing I can get into, man. It's like pure wrestling.
I don't know what's going to happen with that table and ladder outside, but...
Well, if it's still there, I can imagine somebody's going to go through both of them.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fucking awesome. I like you to set it up out there and let it build the whole time.
Yeah. Like, they go through the table and get pretzeled in the ladder. It's like, wrapped around their legs or some shit.
Uh-oh. Don't lay on it.
It's like, I'm just going to take a little break here.
Fooled you, bitch.
Oh, shit. Is he going to do it? No, right to the eye, right to the nose. So I got to turn the commentary off on this. Because
there it is. Oh, fuck.
Shit. That was awful. Like, the ladder did not give, but the table did.
It didn't go quite as they planned, but that was pretty good still.
He's like, he better take that mask off. That thing looks like it's choking him. It looks kind of like a ball gag.
Get him in the ring, pin him. Yeah, this is a fucking train wreck out here. It's awesome.
God damn. Yeah, he brought the streamers in with him. It's like, all right.
It's like all fucking wrapped up in him. You know, there we go.
Can he do it? Can he pull it off? Oh, ouch! Damn! You don't see that every day.
No, sir.
The referee, Preston Lacey, is turning red. He's like, I can't take this. I'm sweating too much.
Fuck. I am always impressed by a fat ref, a fat Ring of Honor ref. Like, he moves around in there, man. He puts work in.
And at least they stay out of the way. Like, you know that in the WWE, they're always, like, in the faces of the competitors and everything. These guys stay the hell out of the way. Oh, we're going outside on the apron now.
Just fucking pulling out.
Oh, shit balls.
Pulling out all the spots, man. Pulling everything out here.
I know, man. That it's like, it's a war.
Well, what the fuck do we have here?
Who's this guy?
I wish I knew.
Joel Gertner.
I don't know who that is. I should know, probably, but...
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, he must be a wrestler. He just clotheslined El Generico. Oh, and the ref's getting into it now.
Dude, that's one thing with the ref. Like, he doesn't fuck around. He will get into it.
I gotta find out who that guy in the suit is.
Yeah, right. We'll find out here.
He brings a chair into the ring. As if there's not enough chairs in there already. Okay, what's this?
More people in the ring.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bullshit thing. Like, you just
I wanted to see these two guys destroy each other.
Yeah, I really didn't need all this bullshit.
Yeah. Watch him hit Generico with it. Nope. Okay, I was wrong. Who is that guy? I don't know these people.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go back and
He looks like a tow truck driver.
Tow truck driver? It's from WWE.
He does. He's got that green shirt with the fucking name tag on it.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's probably... I'm surprised that wasn't a gimmick in WWE. Some tow truck guy?
Yeah.
I'm here to tow away the competition.
See, I'm the repo man's cousin. Oh. It's a spit fest. It's not a spot fest.
Oh, yeah. The ref. Holy fuck, man.
He took a fall, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was pretty intense.
And that, you could see that ball kick did not connect, though. But that pile driver did. Yeah,
package pile driver.
Oh, now we got a skinny ref. Skinny, quick ref.
He was fast.
Damn, these refs take bumps like...
That was a fucking crazy bump, though.
Yeah. I mean, when your spine is being compressed like that...
Well, I'd do for, like, a guy that big. Just, like, flat back off the fucking apron.
Yeah. Can you imagine if he picked up the fat ref? That would be hilarious.
There we go. This is a long-ass match.
Yeah.
30 minutes of fucking brutality. Oh, here we go. Oh,
shit. Here we... And ass to the chair. That's got to hurt your hamstrings. Oh, fuck. And now we got another ref coming to the ring. Oh, it was two. I thought that was a three. I counted three.
Refs for days.
Yeah. Refs get destroyed. Another one comes out. Well, at least the blood is clotted.
Yeah. No longer fucking pouring blood all over the fucking place.
Yeah, he's not painting anybody with it. He's just like
other refs down. Fucking two refs are down. We're on ref number three.
Yep. I'm surprised he didn't do anything to this ref yet.
There you go, man. We're nearing the end of this.
Yeah. I was totally hoping he would do a Sandman spot against the chair. Just like a Russian leg sweep into the chair.
You go to the top rope.
Slap to the face. And here we go. Oh, no, he's going to talk some more shit.
That's what he does. Talks all the shit.
You'll never bleed like me.
Oh, there it is. On the exposed turnbuckle.
And hell of a kick.
To the top.
Oh, what the fuck? Damn.
What?
Ah, my neck hurt just from watching that.
What was that? Was that supposed to be like that? Holy fuck.
I don't know if that was a botch or if that was meant to be.
Three, there it is.
That was insane.
El Generico takes the win. No?
No, that was two.
Oh, that was two?
That was two.
Are you serious?
Dude, I think he's dead.
Oh, my God. I thought that was it.
I thought it was over right there, too. And then I saw the ref holding up two fingers. I was like, no, that had to be a three.
Oh, my God. It sounded like in WWE where they're like, that's it. Is this going to be it? Actually got fooled. There we go. Pull off the chair.
The match is over.
What is written on there? Something.
Blood. Did he write something in blood on there?
He might have earlier, yeah. Fucking whack him.
He's like waiting for the moment to hit him in the face with it.
Oh.
Okay, what kind of effect does that have holding up a mask that's been in your balls?
Well, these guys were, you know, that's the thing, right? They were friends.
Oh. So
they've been on the story. And that's the thing. It's still at this point. I love it. Like, I love the ongoing, like, on-again, off-again thing of these guys is, like, they were best friends, and they fucking hate each other, then they're friends again. It's awesome.
So this reminds me of the Tommaso Ciampa-Gargano match at TakeOver a little bit.
It does, doesn't it?
Like, this part, yeah. And he was like, nope, it didn't work.
This is the end.
Yep, he got it.
That's fucking, yeah, great match, dude.
He just dinged himself on the neck with that, too.
Yeah.
He hit the top rope. He was like, boing.
There it is. Generico defeats Steen. Hell of a match, dude. I think that was...
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was great.
Holy shit. I got to watch this again.
Yeah, definitely. So that's going to do it for this episode. The Inhuman Experience podcast, man. Tell the people about it.
All right. Well, you can... We usually have an episode every week, but we're working on some audio issues that we're trying to iron out. So, you know, you can catch all our old episodes on Mixcloud and SoundCloud as well. Just like look up the Inhuman Experience podcast.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You guys cover paranormal shit, everything like that.
Oh, hell yeah. Like anything that's not, anything that's not normal, I guess. You know, we had Tyler on where we were talking about psychedelics and everything, so hopefully we can get him on again and
it is.
You on there too, maybe, and talk about some drugs.
Yeah, man. Cool. I definitely could tell you about that. What's your Twitter, man?
You can follow me on Twitter at Renegade Swords, spelled with a Z.
Awesome. Well, that's gonna do it for this one. You follow me on the show, Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Thanks for hanging out, and I'll be back in the future from ringside.